Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory with Gloria Copeland and Billy Brim. God's love empowers the body of Christ. Each believer can experience that power as part of the church. The more you walk in God's love, the greater His glory will be in your life.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Billy Brim and I are just talking again about studying the Bible.
That's right.
We like to hear the Word of God, and that's what we're going to do today.
That's kind of what we do. I mean, you know, when the camera goes off, we're still sitting here. We're studying We're thinking about it.
That's true.
My grandpa, he used to call that studying, meditate. You know, he'd say, I'm going to study on that.
Study on it.
That
yeah.
meant he's going to
think about it.
He's going to think about it. He's going to study on it.
Hallelujah.
So after we say goodbye to you, we're still studying on it.
We study on it.
And actually, I changed what I want to talk about today because I got studying on what we said about the glory. Now, the glory of God, Gloria, the presence of God's dangerous. Mm-hmm. If you're not...
Destructive of evil.
It's destructive of evil. And that's what happened, you know, when that man reached out there and David wasn't bringing that Ark of the Covenant home right. And he put it on a cart, you know, modernizes. And I got a better way. We're modern now. But God didn't tell him to do it. He said, this certain family is supposed to do it, Obed-Edom. And you carry it on poles. Well, no, they got a cart. And that ox stumbled. And so this Uzzah, he reaches out to touch it, and he dies dead. Is God just mean? He's going to get Uzzah and kill him? No. It's the presence of God. And when...
Power.
It says in the Bible, our God is a consuming fire. What does he consume? Sin. Sin is not good, folks. It's not good to think about how much sin you can sin and get by with it. That's not... You should avoid sin at all costs. Because it costs you something.
Oh, yeah. Dangerous.
Yeah, to go... And what is sin? It's transgression against God and against God's Word and against God's way. So what happened when there's great glory and manifestation of the presence? That's why they had to be so careful. God, he'd walked with Adam every day. But no, he has to separate himself. Then he comes back and he brings the glory back. And then they have to have this tabernacle, and it's got to have the courtyards, and it's got to have the Holy
Perfect.
Of Holies.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm.
And back there is the Shekinah glory over the mercy seat. You can't just run in there. You'd be dead.
No.
And the high priest only got to go once a year, and he had to have sewn around the bottom of his... Somebody told me, well, that's not in the Bible. Well, it's in history. And
somebody said, I don't know if it was Brother Hagin or who, said he had to go once a year with great precaution.
Great precaution.
Yeah.
I mean, if I explain all the great precaution to you, you'd be surprised. And this might even be X-rated here. But on the bottom of that robe was a bell and a pomegranate, a bell and a pomegranate, a bell and a pomegranate. And they tied a rope around him because he went in there and they hear the tinkling of the bells, but they don't dare go past that curtain. They don't hear the bells tinkling anymore. And it's been a while.
They think maybe
they might have to drag him out of there because he didn't take the precautions right.
That's right.
So, you know, I mean, the precaution for you and me is the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
But now, in the days of the early church, they had great glory. They had great manifestation of God's presence.
They really did.
If you even came within a shadow's length of Peter, you'd be healed. They bring people just to get close to Peter. Well, it wasn't the shadow. It was the proximity of the glory.
Yeah.
And that's what's going to happen when we have these great healing revivals and great miracles at the end. The glory's coming up in the church, the degree of glory. Glory's measurable. And so praise the Lord.
Amen.
In your own life, you're going to know Ananias and Sapphira. Peter said to them, I just been reading this the other day. Peter said to them, All the people were bringing their money for their selling their properties, and they were laying it all at the apostles' feet. Well, here comes Ananias, and he said he sold his lot for, let's say, $1,000. And here's $1,000. But really, he sold it for $2,000.
It was a very bad place to lie.
Bad place to lie. And and Peter said, it was yours when you had it. You didn't have to sell
it. That's right.
It was yours after you sold it. You could have come in here and told Peter, I'm giving you $1,000. I got $1,000 in the bank. He wouldn't have died, but they lied.
He lied to the Holy Ghost.
Gloria, I was thinking about this the other day. I think it was USA Today. Mm-hmm. They did a poll on how many Americans lie regularly. And it was huge.
Missed that.
Huge percentage of Americans that lie every day and know they tell lies. Whoa.
What percentage do you recall?
I don't remember, but it was really high. That's and I awful. Thought, now that's something. And see, that lie came in there. And so that's one reason why we haven't had a great high degree of the glory of God, the presence of God in our churches, because it brings judgment. And there'd be, frankly, quite a lot of people.
That brings death sometimes.
Brings death.
Yeah.
But it's going to come up. We're running out of time. And so
I'm
the power
right.
of God's coming up. Now, we in the church, we've got one law. And that law is John 13. It tells us that you love one another as
Amen.
I have loved
yeah.
you.
That's right.
So the law is the law of love. Now, he equips you to walk this walk of love at your new birth. It is written in Romans 5:5, the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us.
Yeah.
When you get born again, the Holy Spirit, who's the Spirit of glory, he sheds the love of God abroad in your spirit.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. So all you have to do is walk with your spirit dominating you.
That's right.
And the love is in there. So I'm going to teach you right now how to walk in love.
Good.
God loves us. We have to know. Boy, Brother Copeland's doing some great teaching on the love of God and knowing God's love for you. A lot
Praise
of people
God.
Don't know that God loves them.
That's right.
And, but love one another as I have loved you. So when I went to work for Kenneth E. Hagin, my husband and I, Kent and I, we were high school sweethearts. He was voted the most handsome, and he really was. I don't know if you know that I have pretty nice looking children.
Yes, you do.
And that's the reason why. And here he is, this tall, he's dark and handsome. He's Native American. I like that look. Mm-hmm. My mother, she loved the blonde look, but I like the Native American look. And here's Kent with these black hair and black eyes and sweet. I
he
loved him.
Swooned, I know.
Not only that, he's a football hero, all that, you know.
Yeah.
So we got married and we married young. And
Would you mind telling us how young that was?
How young I was. I got married a few days before my 18th birthday.
Well, that's not too young.
And Kent got married a few days before his 20th birthday. So we married, and we came from different backgrounds, kind of middle-class American backgrounds, good families. His husband, his father and mother love each other. But my family was, we came up in church, you know, and Kent didn't. Now, his grandparents, back there was quite a history, but his father and mother, his father got born again when Kent was 16 years old. So here am I, brought up in this denominational church, and my mother and daddy had me in the church every time the church door opened. Wednesday night, Sunday morning, Sunday night, spring revival, fall revival, mm-hmm. went to church camps. I was churchy, and it was good. I was brought up in the Baptist church, and I'm telling you, they taught me the Word of God. I learned the books of the Bible. I loved it. I loved church. I loved even training union, if any of you Baptists know about that. I even loved that. 6:30 on Sunday evenings. I loved it all. So I'm married to Kent, and he's a good man. His family's good. He loves me with all of his heart. But, you know, he'll go to church when he can. If he misses, he's not feeling bad about it. But we did. We went to church most of the time. He went with me, and we had our babies and everything. And tithing. Ooh, that was a biggie. I mean to tell you, we had to tithe. My dad was the treasurer of the church, every church we ever went to. And in the Baptist church, we had those little envelopes. And even as a kid, Dad would have me record the people's giving. So giving, that's big to me all my life. And tithing, I mean, I'd rather do anything than not tithe because not tithe. Can't we have to give 10%? What? 10% of my hard-earned money? Do you know how much that is, Billy? We got these kids, eventually four of them. We had four children, and the oldest was 5 and a half. And they would ask us, yep, they said to Kent one time, are you Catholic? And he said, no, we're passionate Baptists.
Well, now that explains.
Yeah, that explains it right there. And we were very much always in love. And but, you know, you have these things. So I go to work for Kenneth E. Hagin. And I'm in charge of taking his teaching and putting it into print. That's me. I'm the editor. So I would go to the seminar that he... You remember how he had those seminars all the time?
Oh, yes. We were there.
So he had this seminar on how to walk in love. And so I'm going. I'm there with my little steno pad, you know. I'm going to make teachings out of this, written. So we go, and he announces it, you know, how to walk in love. And I'm thinking, I'm pretty good on this.
I got this done.
I got this. I'll just, you know, I only just have to get it for other people.
Yeah.
So he talks about love and how it's a law and how your faith works by love. And he said, now, here's how you walk in love. First off, you got to be born again, because we're talking about the God kind of love. The natural humans cannot do this kind of love. They just don't have it in them. They have natural human love, and that's not what we're talking about. And natural human love is selfish. And natural human love will say, like, mine are the best, no matter what. So we're talking about the God kind of love. So then he says, he teaches us spirit, soul, and body, that you're a spirit, inner man. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. You have a soul, mind, will, and emotions. You live in a body. Now, he said, at your new birth, to walk in the love of God like Jesus told you to, number one, you've got to be born again. Mm-hmm. And if you are born again, then this is true about you. The love of God is shed abroad in your heart, in your spirit, mm-hmm. by the Holy Ghost. Not your head, your heart, your inner man, your spirit. New birth, there it goes, it's in there. The love of God is in you if you're born again. The love of God is in you to keep the law, which says love everybody as he loved us. Praise the Lord. I know that. I know I'm born again.
You got that done.
I got that done. I had it done a long time, since I was 8 years old, or seven. And then, now the love of God is in me, praise the Lord. Now he says, in order to walk in love, you have to know how love is to tell whether or not you're walking in love. And God told us in the Bible how love is, how it behaves. And he said the best place for you to look is 1 Corinthians 13 in the Amplified Bible. So step one, be born again. Step two, know Romans 5:5, that the love of God shed abroad in your heart. Step three, buy an Amplified Bible, you might say. Or borrow your friend's Amplified Bible.
And write in it.
Yeah. Well, here, what I did, I've got a King James Bible with wide margin, and yes. I wrote in here what the Amplified says that love is.
Uh-huh.
And it starts out, love endures long and is patient and kind. And so Brother Hagin's teaching, and he said, love endures long. A lot of people do that, but they're not patient and kind about it.
Mm-hmm.
He said, that love endures long and might talk like this. You don't know how long I've been putting up with that old geezer.
Mm-hmm.
Or, nobody ever does anything for Mama, just me. I'm the only one that takes care of Mama. You know?
Yeah.
The love of God is kind. It's yes. kind about it.
Mm-hmm.
Love is patient, and it's kind. And I thought, praise the Lord, that's me. I'm like that.
Got that one.
Got that one. Love never is envious, never boils over with jealousy. And to tell you the real truth, all my life, I haven't had too much of a problem with envy and jealousy. I'll probably... here and there, you know, along the way, but it hasn't been the big thing. But some people are just so jealous.
Yeah.
One time I remember we were in a meeting, and there was Mark Brzee and his wife Janet was singing. And this woman came up one night. I taught on love. She said, I want you to pray for me. My husband's not born again. I want him to be saved, but I won't let him come to this meeting because that girl gets up and sings and she's so pretty.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's pitiful.
Isn't that pitiful?
Yeah.
And so... envy and jealousy.
Now,
if you're envious and jealous, you are not walking in love, mm-hmm. because you're just not. Okay, I wasn't jealous. Praise the Lord. Love is not jealous.
Right.
not boastful or vainglorious. At least I didn't think I was.
Does not display itself
haughtily. And he would talk, Brother Hagin would talk on every one of these, which I haven't got time to do it on this program.
I'd like to hear him.
It's in that book of his. He's got a book, Love the Something Kind of a Way.
Okay.
Love is not conceited, arrogant, and inflated with pride. So if someone's conceited and arrogant, inflated with pride, they're not walking in love. Pretty good on that one, too. Love is not...
So far, you're doing well.
So far, doing great. Love is not rude, unmannerly. So my mother and father taught me not to be rude, you know. Love does not act unbecomingly. Love does not insist on its own rights or its own way. I'm pretty good about that even. You know, at that time. Pretty good about it. Love is not self-seeking. And then Brother Hagin said, now here you're going to come to the thermometer. This is going to be the one right here that you judge if you're walking in love or not. Love is not touchy.
Oh, yeah.
Or fretful. Or resentful. It takes no account.
Pays no attention.
Of a suffered wrong.
It
takes no account of the evil done to it. It pays no attention to a suffered wrong. What? How could that be? My beloved grandmother's touchy. I come from a long line of touchy people. You know, if somebody's mean and wrong and they do evil to us, we notice it. Yeah. Not only that, we keep really good records. It says it takes no account. Oh, brother. I thought about it. This one got me.
Did that sink your ship?
This sunk my ship. And Kent, you know, I always thought that these things that he did, I should got to straighten him out on that.
Yeah.
And one thing he never did, he never remembered my birthday.
Well, my word.
December 6th, like Ken's. He never remembered that. And I would get a stew going for 2 or 3 days ahead. And I would say, I don't think he loves me. Now, we had children. I remember the particular time that this happened. He had to climb up 3 stairs to our apartment. He'd come in every day. I had 2 kids in diapers. He'd get those diapers. He'd go to the laundromat. He'd wash them and bring them back home, and we would fold them.
Now, that sounds pretty good.
It sounds like love. And every dime of his money went to us. And as far as I know, there was never anything about jealousy or anything like that. But he didn't remember my birthday.
Oh, wow.
And I remember this one birthday I got up in the morning. It was December 6th. I put his supper down, his breakfast. I didn't say anything. He comes in at noon. He was close enough to come. I put his food on the table, but I'm in the bedroom. I got all the blinds drawn. I'm crying.
Oh, mercy.
But he don't even come in there. At night, he comes in, and he says, there's no supper, no nothing. I've been crying all day. My eyes are just like this. He said, what's wrong with you? Is it your birthday or something? So, modern deals would say you should never... Who was wrong? It wasn't him, it was me. According to the Bible, I'm not supposed to notice a suffered wrong.
Not touchy,
so,
fretful.
Oh, I could tell you case after case, but we don't have time. Of me, of all the accounts,
well, that's a break.
Of everything. That's a break right there. So Brother Hagin said, if you've got some of this that bothers you, then you write it on 3x5 cards and you post it around the place of attack, and then you say it, because faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word. So I knew what mine was, and I wrote on these little cards, love is not touchy or fretful or resentful. Takes no account of the evil done to it. I put one inside the cabinet door. I put one in my office on the steno pad thing. I put one in my places of attack. So Kent might come in, let's say, and this did really happen. He came in one night and he said, oh, what do you got, soup? He goes over and takes some of the soup. He says, what'd you put in this soup anyway? I go open the cabinet door. I got my card there. Love is not touchy or fretful or resentful. It pays no attention to the suffered wrong. Oh, such and such. He's... I wish you'd call Mom, see what she puts in her soup.
Oh, boy, that did it.
Go and get the cabinet door. Love's not touchy or fretful or simple. Takes no account of supper wrong. One night, he comes in, and at this time, I'm teaching Billy Joe Doherty's Bible school at night, his Bible college. And so I made chili. Now, even Kent knows that my chili beats his mom's. So he comes in and got chili. Well,
I made some cornbread, really nice cornbread with a dark, you know, mm-hmm. how you get it black all around in an iron skillet. He comes in, oh, chilly, great, it's cold night. Where are the crackers? I said, honey, we don't have any crackers. I made you cornbread, hot cornbread right there. I don't know, I just don't feel like cornbread. I want crackers. Suddenly.
Something happened.
Something happened. I went up my little door. Love is not fretful, fretful, or resentful. And I felt the love of God come up out of me, and it went like fire, lava, through my arms, through my mouth. I looked at that man. I was overcome with a desire to get that man crackers. I left out the door. He said, oh, by the way, we're out of coffee. He doesn't know all this is going on. I drive to the local grocery store. They got big old butcher paper up there. Two items are given away almost free to get you in the door. Coffee and crackers.
It's a sign.
It's a sign. But I learned how to get that love of God on the inside of me out. And you can do it too. Then you could be filled with the glory.
Praise God. That is quite an exhortation, Billy. Let's all remember that, girls. Billy and I'll be right back.
Every available voice. Kenneth Copeland Ministries has received the Lord's directive to spread the gospel from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around through every avenue possible. In 1973, KCM started publishing The Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Since the beginning, the magazine has been a shareable resource with word-based articles by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and special guest teachers. Through the decades, the magazine has helped millions worldwide build their faith and encourage their daily walk with God. The Good News Gazette in the center of each magazine is where you'll find inspiring testimonies from partners all over the world.
You have a reassurance that what he did for one, he'll do for the other, and he's no respecter of persons, and he can do it for you too.
Today, almost 390,000 physical copies of The Believer's Voice of Victory magazine are distributed each month to 198 countries and territories on four continents in six languages. In addition, the magazine can be read online at kcm.org and shared with your family and friends from your computer or mobile device, all with a click, sending the word to more people in more places faster than before.
What is the glory of God? It is the manifest presence of God for your daily life. It strengthens your relationship with God and makes His goodness real to you. Experience God's presence like never before with the Glory Package. Kenneth Hagin provides a clear picture of God's glory and shares his personal experiences in the CD teaching, The Glory of God. God is a God of glory. Now is the time for His signs and wonders to be seen. Discover the truth about the connection between the blood of Jesus and God's glory in Billy Brim's book, The Blood and the Glory. Overcome the enemy and be protected by the blood of Jesus. Live in the power of the Holy Spirit and be covered in the glory of God. How to Walk in Love, a CD teaching by Billy Brim, reveals that the greater your love walk, the more God's glory will increase in your life. Now is the time for you to live in the glory.
Experience God's glory in your life today. Request your copy of the Glory Package for only $15.99 by calling 800-600-7395, or you can go online at kcm.org/TV special. Prepare to experience God's glory as never before. Learn the importance of depending on the blood of Jesus in your daily walk with God. Request your copy of the Glory Package from Kenneth Copeland Ministries today.
The love of God is a powerful force in our lives. It's not like natural love. This kind of love is not touchy, fretful. Billy, did you remember this? Or resentful.
Yeah, I remember.
She had to remind herself of it one day.
I had to learn it.
And it's an honor and a privilege to be born over again and have all the animosity gone out of your spirit But now we have to let it go out of our will and our emotions and
that's it.
Not be easy to get our feelings hurt.
Right.
The more we walk in love, the more of God's glory we will experience. Now, the Bible just says this, faith works by love. So
Period.
We know that it is very vital that we walk in love. Billy, share with us some things you have
well,
to help
us. Here we got it, the whole story.
This is
the rest of the story. How
yeah.
to walk in love, which is told in a much more detail than I was able to do today.
Gruesome details on
this
the
is,
inside.
This is the CD. And then if you walk in the love, you can have the glory.
Yep.
You can have the manifest presence of God upon
that's
you.
Right.
And this man, Kenneth E. Hagin, boy, did he ever walk in love. And that's where I watched it and saw it. But also, these are the scriptures and his teaching in the early days when he saw the Lord told him to find out about the glory.
Praise
and
God.
Then this is my revelation God gave me of the glory of God and the blood. Praise the Lord.
Praise God. Good, good. Can I have those?
Yep. Okay. Oh, got one more day.
I just wanted to put my request in. If you need this, we all need this. I mean, anybody that lives with anybody needs to know how to walk in love because people aren't perfect. I don't know if you noticed, but none of us are perfect. So we would like to share this with you, and it is really and truly, all kidding aside, faith works by love. So if we're not in love, we don't walk in love, our faith's not going to work.
No glory.
And so if you'd like to have this offer, we'll go to kcm.org. Father, we pray for ourselves and everybody listening that we would be so aware of walking in your love, that we would learn to walk the love life all the time, to forgive and to let go of things that don't suit us or maybe we feel have been wrong toward us. Just let it go in Jesus' name. This is Gloria Copeland and Billy Brim reminding you that Jesus is Lord and He is love.
Build your faith in the Word daily. Watch the Believer's Voice of Victory at kcm.org. Be sure to download your free copy of the study notes at kcm.org/notes and receive all the scriptures, prayers, and key teaching points from each broadcast. Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event. November 9th through 11th, the Copelands invite you to the Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. And in 2018, April 5th through 7th, the Copelands welcome you to the Branson Victory Campaign at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. May 31st through June 2nd, join Kenneth Copeland Ministries at the Sacramento Victory Campaign at the Convention Center in Sacramento, California. For more information, go to kcm.org/events.